Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Mind Your Business. Let's talk about data centers. You know, it's become more and more critical in today's digital world owing to the pandemic-induced acceleration of digital transformation. Its facilities are now at the forefront of innovation, supporting the demand for mission-critical digital infrastructures and data growth, with businesses relying on data centers for storage, disaster recovery, data management, those sort of things. Now, these gains in efficiency and agility have provided the impetus for Southeast Asia's data center market to expand steadily. According to a report by global technology research firm TechNavio, data center construction in the region is expected to grow by $3.61 billion, with a compound annual growth rate of 12% between 2021 and 2025. The region's being driven by an increased use of cloud-based services, IoT, Internet of Things, big data analytics, rising mobility adaption, the region's rapid digitalization, digital services. We're all using this, right? Singapore in particular, we're considered to be the world's regional data center hub. Let's talk a little bit about this, and can we expect Singapore to keep up with the rest of the world in that sense? On the line with me this morning is Hitesh Prajapati, who is country manager for Vertiv Singapore. Hitesh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm fine. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for talking to me about this data. This is going to be a bit of a geek conversation. I'm going to enjoy it. Let's talk about Vertiv to start us off. You're a company that brings together hardware, software, analytics, ongoing services. I mean, who does it benefit? Tell us a little bit more about the business.
Yeah, sure. So Vertiv, basically, you rightly said, Vertiv is designs, manufactures, basically, and services the critical infrastructure for data centers. You just talked about data centers being so critical currently to the economy as well as to our daily lives. So Vertiv, we actually thrive on this entire growth of data centers, but we focus mostly on the power management and the thermal infrastructure data centers, along with the IT infrastructure services. So it's been a company for more than 40 years in existence. Lately, you see for the last couple of, I'd say maybe about a decade or so, the resurgence of growth of data centers, as well as the whole investments happening in the 5G connectivity across the world. Most of these infrastructure companies, they need to be have reliable as well as always on infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And that's really where Vertiv specializes in.
Right. Any chance you could share with us your clientele list, some of your clients, notable ones?
I think I'll not name specifically one of them, but I can tell you most of the top cloud service providers, they're all our clients.
All right.
Most of the top telecom companies in the region, I'll say, they'll be our clients. Mm. So any company, I say, who is involved in digitization or who's basically a catalyst for digitization, normally will be on the client list.
Don't worry, Hitesh. I always try my luck with all of these type of questions.
No problem. But I can say for sure that, and I mean, most of the top corporates, you know, whether it's Singapore or on the international list, you'll see them basically somewhere or the other using a Vertiv product or a Vertiv service. It may not be visible straight upfront, but it'll be there. We'll be basically there in the background, ensuring that things are always on.
Mm. You know, I started the conversation talking about whether or not Singapore can keep up with the rest of this whole data center demand. With that in mind, we can talk about the Southeast Asia data landscape. What's the evolution been like and how significant is it compared with the rest of the world?
Yeah, sure. I think, as you mentioned, I mean, Southeast Asia, I mean, if you just look at the demographics and the fact and the whole adoption of all the digital innovation here in Singapore as well as Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. There is no dearth of demand. In fact, it's possibly one of the fastest growing digital economy if you just combine the entire cluster of Southeast Asia as a whole. Singapore obviously leads this particular region in terms of adoption or as well as transformation of digitization. So Singapore saw this whole this whole wave of digital infrastructure quite early. It was one of the most advanced nations to even adopt this digital infrastructure and be open to have a lot of companies set up base here. And it also benefited because of it. So if you see, it's basically one of the top cloud markets not only in terms of hosting some of the top cloud players here, but at the same time, it's also enabled the enterprises and the government's services and almost any service provider to basically adopt cloud faster. In fact, if you look at it, more than 95%, I guess, as per a BCG study, more than 95% of the digital initiatives over the next 2 to 3 years will be hosted on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have basically, you're basically at the key, the center, the epicenter of basically hosting all these cloud companies, you have a major advantage. So I think to your first question about Singapore relevancy and basically the future of Singapore in this entire digitization, it's still very extremely relevant. And I think it's in a very right position right now. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the growth of data centers, it's quite logical. I mean, as most of the data center companies see Singapore as the first place to go to within ASEAN, obviously because of its great fiber connectivity, because of this whole market availability or the stability and all the other factors, which allows them to basically set a base here. Yeah. And having had the experience of building data centers here, now they are quite ready to go out in the rest of the region, whether it's Thailand, Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia. And basically, we've seen a big surge in terms of e-commerce, in terms of basically the whole telemedicine or just the educational initiatives, the government services adopting digitization. Now, all of those countries are seeing a big surge in the digitization. So it's just the right time for a lot of data center companies to go and build scale in those countries.
Mm. I used to host a yearly conference about digitalization and the cloud, and every year I'd just be in awe with the speakers and they talk about how advanced this is. But today, when we talk about the cloud, there's always the question of sustainability. How do we tackle this, especially with Singapore, make up for a lack of land or resources with things like this, with tech, right? How do we do it as sustainable as possible?
Yeah, so let me take it in two ways, basically. First, okay. Data centers itself. Okay, so data centers, generally we have been, it's quite a paradoxically labeled as, this guy consumes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But, and it's true. Basically, data centers are a very classic combination of property, energy, and technology. So if there's going to be a big demand for technology, basically you're going to have, you're going to need intensive investments in property as well as in terms of energy. Now, however, if you just think about, step back, most of the digitization in the world, especially in the last 2-3 years, which enabled people to basically now, become more productive, get more efficient, have been fueled by data centers. Okay. And because we had all this digital infrastructure, Singapore is a big beneficiary. During the pandemic time, many of the services could just run seamless. Many of the business models changed from real brick and mortar kind of models or real face-to-face models to actually virtual models. Now, in a way, that also basically helped to improve the carbon footprint, or reduce the carbon footprint. Just a simple example that, whether it's hospitals, telemedicine, for example, has been proven to be reducing the carbon footprint just by the sheer amount of reduction in transport in and out of basically hospital premises.
Yes, yes.
So just a small example, right? On going ahead, you see, Singapore's Green Plan itself has, the vision to have schools trying to, a certain amount of reduction in the carbon footprint from schools, from hospitals, from government buildings. Now, all of that happens mainly because of the ability to kind of have a hybrid work model, which is fueled by data centers. So that's the first thing. The second thing is basically now many of the hyperscale companies, the cloud companies, they themselves have net zero targets by 2030, 2035, whatever. And data centers are a big part of their entire facilities. So, there is no other way. They have to, and they are actually driving this whole sustainability initiative for their data centers. And in turn, because being the largest drivers of data center industry, so the entire data center, the entire data center ecosystem. Now, data centers themselves are operating a multi-tiered sustainability strategy. From earlier, for the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years, typically availability, reliability, to some extent, even efficiency, cost to build, time to build, those are always key factors. Now, as we move ahead, basically, sustainability is kind of the main driving factor when it comes to building new data centers, because most of your clients who will use your data centers are also going to be extremely cautious about, are you following certain principles before I become, you know, before I go and host my services with you. So if I, you know, in terms of the key principles, just at a high level, without getting too much into the tech piece of it, there are basically four things which you see data centers now looking at. One is basically a shift to clean energy.
Okay.
Depends on where they are. So now just the entire source of energy to which they are plugged into. Second is optimization, you know, how they can drive higher efficiencies, especially in energy and water usage within the data center. So, for example, there are techniques, there are technologies around immersion cooling. You know, there's artificial intelligence to manage the workloads better in a data center. Third is decarbonization, which basically means you eliminate the carbon-intensive practices. For example, just sourcing renewable materials during the construction, or ensuring that you basically have the least amount of wastage in the operation of a data center. And the third is basically the circular, what are you doing basically to maintain a circular economy? So there's a lot of wastage sometimes which happens when you, in a traditional way, when you build a big building, you know, house a lot of infrastructure inside, and then basically you want to decommission the building. So there are much more sustainable ways in which you want to decommission an old building, an old data center, and build a new one. Or how you do battery recycling. You know, batteries are a huge part of a data center. So how do you take care of that? Right. How do you reuse some of the waste heat to warm, you know, maybe a cold country, you know, to warm some, let's say, a community or something?
The whole thing is like a massive balance sheet instead of just looking at one sector. Very good point there. I'm curious though, you mentioned Singapore, of course, at the forefront when it comes to all these data centers, right? Regionally, is there a close second, or is there another country that's worth taking a look at?
I'd say almost every country. So if you need to basically look at the two things, right? One is the adoption of digitization by businesses and by the sheer population there. So I think those will be the key trends that basically which will drive many of the cloud players who are set up base there. And then the data centers obviously follow because you need the cloud players to reside somewhere. So I'll say, you know, it's just if you stack up the economy from a digital perspective, that is where you will basically get your, in case you're looking at a ranking.
Right.
Currently, we see a pipeline across almost... across most of the countries here, but obviously we see Thailand, we see Philippines, we see Indonesia. I mean, even in Malaysia, a lot of things happening. So I will not be able to pinpoint one single country other than Singapore.
Right. But I mean, and maybe I am thinking too much from a resource point of view, but does Singapore run the risk of lagging behind when it comes to providing data centers, being at the forefront of data center provider, cloud, etc.?
Actually, no. You know, yeah, maybe there was a temporary pause, and you're aware about we had a pause in terms of, you know, so look at it this way. You know, we're sitting currently, the figures vary anywhere from, say, 800 megawatt to 1,000 megawatt kind of data center installed power capacity, basically the power capacity for data centers in Singapore. Now, having said that, when Singapore took a kind of a pause, you know, a couple of years back to say, let's relook at this, and obviously sustainability has been a key driver, I think it will work in the long run to the benefit of Singapore. Because now, as a lot of the volume of data centers, you know, the large hyperscale data centers, as they start building in the region, where does the expertise come from? You know, you already have that expertise here. Yeah. Where does the experience come from?
Okay.
You know, and secondly, still, remember, the biggest point is the connectivity. Singapore still has the best connectivity in the region. So many of the data centers themselves cannot just work in isolation. So I think Singapore still will remain basically that digital hub in terms of from where a lot of this, now, whether it's the design of all the data centers in the region, whether it's basically support operations in terms of the whole guidelines of how you manage them. At the same time, it's a hub of where all this, you know, the connections will also happen. So I don't think that anywhere, you know, in fact, the growth in the region will actually complement Singapore's effort to push the envelope now towards sustainability better. So since you already defined the parameters that you basically want to have the next generation data centers, not only just to be sustainable from the point of view of carbon emissions, but also from the point of view of the how they are basically also more beneficial to the society as a whole, generally, you know, to the economy in the region. I think that will basically push innovation, you know, further in Singapore for data centers, which will in turn obviously help the region whenever they are ready for it.
Just to wrap things up, I'm curious about this. The sustainability issues aside, what is Vertiv observing when it comes to the correlation between the rise of crypto blockchain and the need for data centers? This is going to go up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll not take crypto blockchain just as one specific driver, but yeah, it's one of the many drivers. I mean, you can have, when I look at basically the everything basically that drives the use of computing and storage, then crypto blockchain, yes, that'd be one of the, you know, it's one of the key drivers in the market. It's one of the most, visible and, you know, in the news.
Okay.
So you see that very much often. But there are many others also. You know, you see supercomputing, for example, you know, many supercomputing, whether it's universities, whether it's government, whether it is, defense organizations of governments across the region or across the world.
Or even whether it is smart homes, smart infrastructure as well, right?
Yeah. Smart infrastructure, people putting in, whether it's the whole medicine sector, putting in tremendous amount of investment, smart manufacturing. So I think it's happening across. So I'll say, crypto blockchain, yes, one of the key drivers. But if you should look at the entire digital, the whole envelope, basically, of all kinds of digital investments, and there's a lot there.
Yeah. Been speaking with Hitesh Prajapati, who is country manager for Vertiv Singapore. Hitesh, appreciate your time this morning. Take care. Have a great Tuesday. Yeah.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.